Okay. Yesterday, I was frantically trying to prepare something to say. My chavruta from Morning City wasn't here, so I spent at least 3 hours, maybe four, preparing something to say. And at the very end, I'm like, you know what? I should really say this next week. It's more appropriate. So I'm like, okay, fine. I went the entire afternoon not knowing what I'm going to do today. And then last night, I spent another 2, 3 hours preparing something else. And I realized there's a huge 6-page Yabbi Omer sitting between me and saying it over. So I have to prepare that another time and give that over. So obviously the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to talk about Birkat Kohanim, and whatever comes out, okay, fine. So there's a mitzvah asayim in HaTorah v'zman hazeh for the Kohanim to do Nisiyat Kapayim, to raise their arms, raise their hands, and bless Klal Yisrael. Don't worry about who the Kohen is, because at the end of the day, the Ribono Shel Olam is the one piping through the Shefa through his arms. It doesn't matter who he is, the Rambam says. Don't be so concerned. The point is that they're the tzinorot, they're the pipes of Shefa coming out from Shamayim every single day, and we are very blessed, no pun intended, to be of those who receive it every day in this minyan, thanks to the rabbi, who is obviously Mitzvah Minamuchar, Baruch Hashem, and Adav, okay, fine, Baruch Hashem. And I'm just going to highlight an often overlooked halacha in Hilchot Nesiyat Kafayim, Hilchot Birkat Kohanim, that not everyone knows about. It happens to be a little bit more common if you don't do it every day. But even Sfaradim can mess this up. Even people who live in Eretz Yisrael and do it every single day, unfortunately, don't know this halakha. And this minyan, Baruch Hashem, is taken care of well. I'm not concerned. But just so that people know about it, when they go to other minyanim, what they see, they should be able to discern what the difference is between a mitzvah ase min haTorah and a beracha levatala min haTorah as well. Okay, so the Rambam tells us in two perakim in Hilchot Tefillah and Nesiyat Kapayim, between Perak Yud Dalet and Perak Tet Vav, the Rambam describes for us the halachot of Birkat Kohanim. In Perek Yudalit, he tells us the basics, and then in Perek Yudtadvav, he tells us the things that Midrabanan are takanot to prevent one from performing Birkat Kohanim, meaning they're extra dinim Midrabanan in the second Perek. In the second Perek, halachot of, you know, how you're dressed, you shouldn't be distracting, show up. In the first Perek, fundamental halachot show up. What is Nisiyat Kapayim? What are the things that are necessary, min haTorah, in order to perform Nisiyat Kapayim? So the Rambam just saw four things from the Gemara in Sotah and Daf Lamed Chet. Number one is it has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. You have to say it in Hebrew. And even if you want to translate other parts of Tefillah, Eilu Ne'emarim B'chol Lashon, Nisiyat Kapayim, Birkat Kohanim, cannot be recited in any Lashon other than Lashon HaKodesh. That's number one. That's not a big deal. Whoever it is, even if he's unlearned and uneducated, he can just be taught how to say these words by heart, or how to parrot them from the Shaliach Tzibor. That's not such a big deal. But then we get a little bit further. Kol Ram. He has to be able to vocalize the words and make it audible enough for at least 10 people to hear the Beracha. It has to be Kol Ram. Again, not such a big deal. Most people can speak at it. But let's say a person lost his voice. He can't do Nesiyat Kapayim. Still not such a big deal. But then we get to Amida. Standing. You have to be able to stand for the entire duration of the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim. So if a person is in a wheelchair, Bar Minan, or let's say he's old and he just can't stand for that long, he needs a cane, whatever, so then unfortunately that person, if he can't do it on his own, then Odav Yehuda says, and we hold like this in Mishnah Berurah as well, Odav Yehuda says that person is unfortunately unfit to perform the mitzvah, Min HaTorah, he cannot participate, he has to walk out beforehand. And finally, Nisiyat Kapayim. What does it mean to hold up your hands? No? Straight up. Because if you look a little bit earlier, this was all from Sif Yud Dalet and Sif Siman Kuf Chav Chet. If you look a little bit earlier in Sif Yud Bet, Magvin Yedehem Keneged Kitvotayim. You need to put your hands against your shoulders. And if you want to be machmir for what they did in the Mikdash, so you go a little bit higher, v'chavod. But nobody, there is no such concept of your hands being below your shoulder height. So it doesn't even get off the ground. So if a Kohen can't keep his hands up high enough, he's not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. And if his hands can't stay high enough, it's the same thing. Yadav miratetot. So he, beyond his will, he's not capable. He doesn't have the strength to keep his hands up. His stamina is low. So he also can't do Birkat Kohanim. And not only if his stamina is low. If his stamina is fine, but he puts his hands below because he shuckles. In the middle of Birkat Kohanim, like this. So Gamarnu, buddy, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore. What's going on? So it's it's very important to realize that one has to keep his hands at shoulder height. And shoulder height doesn't mean like this, because look at where my shoulder is, even without the jacket. Look at where my shoulder is, and look at where the hand is. You have to make sure that the shoulders, if you wear a tallit, it's much easier to see, actually, sometimes. And it's harder to see with the tallit. That's also part of the problem. You have to have your hands connected to your shoulders. If you don't do that, so then gamarnu, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. This is one important ha'ara that some people don't understand, some people don't realize. I remember I've seen Rosh Yeshiva, I've seen Israelis literally not, and one of them, his hands just went down in the middle and they stayed down. Another one is literally twiddling his thumbs underneath his tallit the entire time. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
You shouldn't have been looking.
Oh, but you see, it's not Birkat Kohanim if he's not doing it right, so it's okay to look. So, okay, it's for another time, whether or not you're allowed to look or not. Okay, but this is just a basic halacha for everybody to consider. Maybe you'd understand the Shulchan Aruch differently, but it seems pretty pashut that that's what it's saying.
Baruch Adonai
Le'olam,
Shalom Kohen, right, Isaac?
Yeah.
He doesn't extend his arm,
it's old. Shalom Kohen bends?
He just puts his elbows like that.
Yeah.
It's tiring to go like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I forgot to mention, in between the words, first of all, you got to put your hands down. In between the words. So if they're going to be ma'arich, you can put your hands down in general. Bending your hands and not outstretched is a machloket acharonim. Yeah. It's a diuk in Rashi in the Gemara, and there's a gra in Avnei Nezer also. But
that's
a for and against. Look, I think, I don't know, I have to double check. But I.
Also, they have to Oled during
Ritzeh. Right, going up during Ritzeh is also an important thing.
There's
a whole, we could do a 20-part series on this.
That's true.
A lot of people have to do it earlier.
Oh,
there's nothing. Sota is there.
I thought he wrote it in Megillah or something. I didn't see it.
Maybe it is at the end of Megillah. I don't remember anymore. I have to double check. I used to be so in this sugya, but now I'm not so much anymore. Officially. I did it 7 years ago.
Oh, really?
7 years ago, yeah. And I made that poster 7 years ago. So that was Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Good. Good luck, Baruch.